Welcome back inside Coaches Inside here on Cure Radio for the final time here the 2020-21 high school basketball season. Johnny came back with you, and joining me now is Luke Knoll, head coach of the Morimont Academy girls. And, well, Coach, looking back here these last three games, your girls are right now on a three-game win streak. Friday, a good win on the road at Horton, 35-33. Follow that up on Monday with a 44-25 win over McLeod. And then Tuesday at home, a 47-29 victory over Pleasant Ridge. So three really good wins here as of late, Coach. Just what have been your thoughts here on these last couple?
Yeah, we've done a lot of really good things the last few weeks. I mean, offensively, we're being so much more aggressive than we were earlier in the year. I mean, we've always thought we've been able to shoot fairly well, but we're doing a little bit more than that now. We're being aggressive, going to the rim. Our free throw attempts have went way up the last several games. So just our offensive abilities, I think, have just started to grow so much more. We've got so many girls getting involved. I think in two of those three games, we had all seven girls that played scored, and then the other one, I think we had six or something like that. So, yeah, we've got people looking to step up and score, which has been a huge help. And then defensively, we communicate so much better than we did earlier in the year. We're pressuring a little bit. Our half-court trap has been good for us lately, so we're doing some good things defensively. But and then probably above all else, our girls are having a lot of fun. They're so fired up before games, and we talk often about how good our bench is during games and stuff like that. So they're really having fun right now, and that carries over into games, I think.
Yeah, and talk about the defense, it really seems like that's what's been clicking here these last three, especially. You only give up 33 to Horton, 25 to McLeod, and only 29 to Pleasant Ridge. Do you feel like they're kind of turning that corner a little bit, too, that on defensively right here at the last portion of the season?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, they've been taking to heart anything we talk about in the few practices we've had, especially pregame stuff about we played some girls that can score the ball, and we've been really limited them and doing great things. I mean, how much better we communicate with teams, what we do against screens, and just in a half-court defense, we've been doing such a better job with all of that. So that's been a huge positive. And sometimes that stuff just takes time to work out. But yeah, that's been a big plus for us because, like you said, sometimes offense will go and come at different nights, but defense is one thing you can hopefully rely on game in and game out.
Looking ahead here to Substate coming up on Tuesday. That'll be your next game as you open up the Class 2A Valley Heights Substate with the 4 seed. You'll take on 5 seed Horton on your home floor at 7 o'clock on Tuesday night. And at Horton, well, the team you just played there last Friday and picked up the 2-point win on. So how do you approach this game with Horton after just playing them last Friday?
Yeah, it's going to be kind of wild because the two times we played them, which, given we're a long time apart, was a 1-point loss, a 2-point win, and then we play a third time. So we know it's going to be a competitive game. That's a team that matches up well with us, and we match up well with them. So, yeah, it's a team, again, we just played them fairly recently, so it'll be really competitive, I think. One thing, we gave up a lot of offensive rebounds that game. So if we can close that number up a little bit, I think good things will happen. Offensively, they play man and zone, so we'll get to see both of those probably. We got to just be patient with the ball and keep being aggressive like we have been the last few games. And hopefully good things will happen, but in those 4 or 5 games, you know, those are always tough games. But it was a big positive for our girls to get a home playoff game. It's been a while since they've had that, so that was a big plus, and I was excited for our seniors to get to play another game at home.
And, Coach, this has been the final time we'll talk here this year. I want to get your thoughts just on the season as a whole. I know it's been up and down. I know it's been wild with practices you haven't normally had or you had in the past, and just everything been thrown off by all the COVID situations this year. So what are you going to remember most just about this year, this team, this group, and everything here in the 2020-21 season?
Yeah, we reflected on that a little bit with our girls after our last regular season game, just kind of about how wild of a season this has been. You know, we didn't get to play a midseason tournament. We lost the game here, but in the big picture, we still got to play 19 games. We still got a lot of things done, and ultimately, we were really blessed to have the two seniors, Madison Folsom and Malia Dulock, that we have kind of lead us through this. And like I said, there's in this wild of a year, that's, you've got to have some steady seniors, some seniors that are level-headed, that are hard workers, and we definitely have that here. So that it worked out nicely that in this crazy of a year, we had those two seniors kind of at the head of our team. That was a big plus for us. So that was positive. And overall, we think we had a competitive year. We were competitive in a lot of games. We won some good games, and it's been a lot of fun. And like I said, the girls are still having fun at the end of the year, which is the important part. So hopefully that carries us through here in the Substate.
Well, Coach, certainly wish you the best of luck here coming up on Tuesday against Horton, and look forward to seeing what your girls can accomplish here throughout the postseason. But thank you for all the time you have taken out this year and joining us. I really do appreciate it, and we'll talk to you soon.
Hey, thanks for all you do, Johnny.
All right, Coach, thank you. Again, Luke Knoll, head coach of the Morimont Academy girls, joining us this evening on Coaches Insight.